This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The Union Cabinet has approved the Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting domestic production and achieving self-sufficiency in pulses. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the mission will be implemented over a six-year period from 2025 to 2031, with a financial outlay of 11,440 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has given its nod to the opening of 57 new Kendra Vidyalayas across the country with an outlay of more than 5,862 crore rupees. The minister also informed that the government has also cleared 3% hike in DNS allowance DA to central government employees and DNS relief DR to pensioners. In other major decisions, the CCEA has approved the increase in minimum support prices, MSP, for all mandated Rabi crops for marketing season 2026-27. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is on a two-day visit to Kutch. The minister will attend a cultural program at the military station in Bhuj. Today, on the occasion of Dashehra, the Defence Minister will witness a multi-agency security exercise at the Lakinala military garrison on the Kutch border and perform Shastra Pujan. He will also inaugurate several new facilities for Jawans and interact with soldiers. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, along with senior officers from Army Headquarters, Southern Command, the Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard and BSF will also be present. On the occasion of the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, main program will be held in the presence of former President Ramnath Kovind at Resham Bagh in Nagpur this morning. Sarsangh Chalak Dr. Bhagwat will deliver his main address on Vijayadashmi, and distinguished guests from across the country and abroad have been invited to watch this ceremony in Nagpur. A turnout of about 21,000 Swayamsevaks is expected in this year's special program. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said that the India-European Free Trade Association EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement TEPA, is a defining moment in India's economic engagement with Europe. In his keynote address at the India-EFTA Prosperity Summit in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal stated that it represents a trusted partnership between friends. He said that TEPA will unlock wide-ranging opportunities across life sciences, clean energy, artificial intelligence, education and tourism.
There are areas in professions like nursing, accountancy, technology, artificial intelligence. There are areas in education, audiovisual services, culture, tourism, recreation. So many areas that we can capture together. In industry, I think work around life sciences, clean energy, working together on precision engineering and manufacturing, food processing, lots that we can together take to the rest of the world.
Chief Minister of Haryana Nayab Saini met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Saini said that he presented a statue of Ma Durga to the Prime Minister and extended his best wishes for the sacred festival of Mahanavmi. The nation pays homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha has been organized at the Samadhi of Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat in the national capital. The nation also is remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashehra is being celebrated across the country today. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Dashehra celebrations at Madhavdas Park, Red Fort in New Delhi. In cricket, the two-match test series between hosts India and West Indies is set to begin this morning. The first match will be played at the iconic Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad from 9:30 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.